Also, the Blind Factory. We've got together with the Blind Factory here on Afternoons. Have you ever dined in complete darkness? It's a unique sensory experience. The Blind Factory would like to give you a chance to have a dark dinner date at Don Le Noir. To enter, all you need to do is go to 3RW website, 3RW.com.au, and enter our dark detail. I'll give you that dark detail at some point between now and 3 o'clock. Now, I want to know how you manage your time, your diary, your family schedule. Do you have a calendar on the fridge? Do you save dates in your phone? Do you leave post-it notes all over the house? How do you manage your time? Our day-to-day responsibilities and commitments are never-ending, and one local business is working to take the stress and complication out of it. And joining me in the studio is Caroline Gilmer Bruni, founder of Organise, Curate and Design. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making time to come into the studio. tell us exactly what your business does.
So we are the life assistant that you never knew you needed. So we are the admin and logistics behind all those nitty-gritty things on your to-do list that you never quite get to.
Mm-hmm.
They're the important things, but that are not urgent. So the fridge that might be running a bit of water that you think, oh, I really need to get that serviced, or maybe even look into getting a new fridge, or oh, I need to book the kids into that sporting clinic that they really want to do, but I'm not really sure what paperwork's involved and how we're going to fit that into our schedule. So we take those things off your hands and do the admin and logistics to streamline them into your life and give you back time.
Those are the things you're mentioning there are the sort of things that are you're sitting on the train and they pop into your mind and you're, hell, I've got to get that done.
Mm.
Sometime soon, I've got to get that done. So you're taking care of those things.
That's right. So our clients have the pleasure of being able to flick us a quick text message or an email or however they like to communicate to us. And we say, no problems. And we go off and do the thing and they get home and it's done.
Are you dealing with businesses or individuals?
A bit of both. So some of our clients are small business owners and entrepreneurs, and they're very stretched for time. So they're investing a lot of their free time into their business, which sometimes means that their life admin and all the things for home and family are being pushed to the wayside. So they are definitely a big part of our clientele. We're also working with busy corporates who are working really long hours with technology these days. We've got emails, all access to our emails and to our work at ridiculous times of the day and night. So it means that the things that we really need to be doing in our lives are just not being tended to.
96900693, how do you organise time in your world? And do you still use the old-fashioned diary that you have to write in? Caroline, I've found in recent times that I'm hardly writing at all.
That's right. So we've got our phones and our phones have the capability to do a range of things. There's fantastic time management apps out there and there's really good project management apps. So I think a lot of people look at those and they think, oh, I can only use that if I've got a business, but they're a really good place to put your to-do list so you don't have those post-it notes lying around and getting lost.
So when people come to you, how do you meet with them and say, what's going on? Why do you need me?
That's right. So I will meet with them in most cases or someone from the team will. We do service clients right across the country though, so sometimes that's a phone call or a video chat. And there's a long list of questions that I go through because it dives just underneath the surface of the problem. So yes, the fridge that's leaking may be the thing that's tipped you over the edge to make the phone call, but there's sometimes some other mechanisms that need to be put in place so we can get you organised. So there's normally a bit of a list. I normally say, what's the thing that keeps you up at night, that wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you think, oh, I've got to do that thing? That's the first thing I want to take off your list.
And are you're physically able to, even with, say, someone in Brisbane or wherever, sort of help them get themselves organised?
Very much so. So one of our clients is actually based up at Thursday Island. So if we can service her, we can service anyone.
And there'll be people listening going, I would never need someone like this.
Well, that's probably true. So what I say to those people is there is likely something on your list that you're procrastinating on. And the point of the service is that I don't plan to be in your life forever. I don't want the business to be a business that means that you're not capable of managing your life admin in the future. It's just to take the edge off. And it means if that means that you'll get to spend the weekend with the kids as opposed to looking up how to find a new cleaner for the house or researching something that's going to take time, then that's time that you get to do the things you love.
So do you have to spend a lot of time talking to your clients, or is it mostly by email?
It's really dependent on the client. So we're big believers in not adding yet another burden to the person's life. So I find some clients are really great with email communications. Some people prefer to talk on the phone. Some people prefer text messages. We're really flexible because we want to be able to communicate with you in the way that works for you.
How did you end up in this direction?
So I have a background in event management.
Oh, okay.
And so I have always been the go-to for all things being organized. I'm the friend that you go to when you're like, I really want to go to that concert, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get the tickets. And do we need accommodation? And I've probably already booked it. And then I've sent you my bank details so you can transfer it and sort it out. I'm that person.
I'm very envious. 96900693. Can you stay around? We'll take some calls from listeners.
Definitely.
96900693. Do you think you could would you benefit from a life assistant? I know someone, Caroline, in business who took on a business coach. Mm-hmm. His business has grown to something really big. Mm. And he reckons he couldn't have done it without the business coach.
And that's exactly right. So there are times when we sit in a space where we are coaching and guiding. Sometimes we don't actually end up doing the doing. We teach you how to be better with your time. And sometimes that's what you need. So it's fantastic.
96900693, how do you manage your time? Do you have post-it notes all over the house? Do you use an old-fashioned diary? Or have you converted completely to your mobile device? 96900693 or 131332.
Da da da. We're getting used to this. Will we hear it again this Saturday when they meet the Adelaide Crows at the MCG?
Handball to Mackay. Mackay to an open goal for Carlton and bends it home.
From midday, join Jimmy Bartell, Caroline Wilson, Tim Lane, and the team. For McDonald's, 3AW is football.
This is David Mann, Man About Town, for Premier Homes and Granny Flats. And yes, it's the two things Granny Flats they're famous for, but they build beautiful homes. They really do. Have a look at the Stonehaven 2 out the front of 110 Canterbury Road, Bayswater. Now, if you're heading east, heading towards the Dandenongs, turn off into the big car park, you'll see 9 complete Granny Flats on display. And out the front, the Stonehaven 2, it's just been updated because Alan Anderson, Chris Anderson, fourth generation of family builders, they demand the best in fixtures, fittings, and if there's something new on the market, they incorporate it into your granny flat or your beautiful home. And well done to the chippies, they're always listening to 3AW. Premier Homes and Granny Flats, the website is grannyflats.com.au. Premier Homes and Granny Flats, keeping families together.
Destinations with Flight Centre. Best in the air and everywhere.
I have Tabitha from Flight Centre here to talk to us about why the USA should be your next holiday.
The hardest part about planning a trip to the USA is deciding what experience you'd like. It has everything from cosmopolitan cities and picture-perfect beaches to incredible national parks and a rich music history.
Well, it is such a big country. What's the best way to explore the USA?
Personally, I think guided touring is a fantastic way because it allows you to really deep dive into the history with the help of a tour director. And it's easy when you have everything organized for you, from accommodation to transportation, sightseeing, and many meals too.
Sounds convenient.
It is, and I love Globus. They're a tour company with over 90 years of touring experience throughout the world. And the best part, they're currently on sale at Flight Center. You can save up to $733 per person on Globus guided tours as part of our USA sale.
Book today with Flight Center. Call 1370 79.
Ear and Hearing Australia, helping thousands of happy clients for more than 20 years.
They offer the best solutions specific to your individual needs.
Unbiased, they're professional.
I highly recommend to anyone who needs help with their hearing to Ear and Hearing Australia.
The difference they've made to me with my hearing has been nothing short of fantastic.
If you have hearing loss, call 1300 761 667. Ear and Hearing Australia, the premium hearing providers.
When you're in business, it pays to listen to friends, customers, other business owners. But finding the time to do it can be tough. So get the best advice
when it suits you
by downloading the Let's Talk Business Show podcast. John Stanley and Scott Haywood are joined by leading business experts who'll give you the best advice on how to start, grow and manage your business. Let's Talk Business.
Thanks to Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen.
Available now for download
at 3aw.com.au.
Fiat Professional truly is your right-hand van. With the practical Fiat Doblo diesel auto now from $24,990 drive away, or the capable Fiat Ducato from $39,950 drive away. Visit your Fiat Professional dealer today or go to fiat.com.au. Conditions apply.
3AW Afternoons. Thanks to Suvenade. See memorydrink.com.au for more information.
It's 22 past 12. Dennis Walter with you until 3. We're talking about organising your time. Do you use an old-fashioned diary? Do you use your mobile phone? Or do you have little lists everywhere? 96900693. Julie, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, guys. I have a diary. I have always lived by a diary. I've got a Debden diary. Open it a week. You look at a week at a time. I've got in last year's from October right through. I've just got on my list to buy a new Debden diary insert. I work part-time. I have all my shifts done right through every year. This week in the diary has got...
Ring Dennis.
It's got had a message duty, a friend of mine who's been away, went to Beasley's with somebody else. I have all these things, and on my list for the today is buy seesaw, buy grass seed, get our diary inserts, mailbox, go to internet to look up where the walk is next Tuesday, message Judy for dinner date, make dinner appointment with Pam, etc. Call Sky Mesh and clean Force bedroom, and that's today's list.
And if you miss something or you don't get to it, I presume it gets moved to tomorrow?
Yep, I turn the page over and I add it to tomorrow. And I've lived my life, I've had a very busy work life and I've raised kids by myself, and that's my only existence. And my friends are mortified when I pull my huge diary out and I can say, last November we did, or it was so-and-so's birthday, because I turn right back, I have that much stuff in my diary.
Julie, it does sound like you're very busy just looking after your diary, but you would know exactly what's going on and what's going to go on.
Absolutely, and I've got doctor's appointments that I have to have, and I've got them made for one next year, and I've got it at the back of the diary with the card pinned in it. And then I have who to call and what to do, and I put everybody's birthday in as soon as I get the insert. I go right back so I don't miss anybody's birthday. I'm anal. My kids think I'm absolutely anal. Anybody that's seen me walk in somewhere with my diary, I open my diary. I have a mobile phone. I won't use the calendar, but I have everybody's phone number on my mobile phone in my address book in the diary, because once the mobile phone just lost all their phone numbers and it was a nightmare.
Julie, I just want Caroline's opinion on your technique. Caroline?
Julie sounds like the perfect life assistant. I think I know who I'm calling when I need to bring another person on board. Julie has it sorted. And I think what Julie has said is exactly it. It's about thinking ahead, and it's about writing things down before they slip out of your mind, and just having that daily practice of writing things down and not relying on our memory is fantastic. So well done, Julie. That you sound like you've got it absolutely sorted.
Julie, is your second name Thorough?
No, it's not, but I used to work like Caroline did in event management many years ago.
Ah.
And I used to drive to work with a notepad next to me on the seat, and when I'd pull up at the lights, I'd say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But I have always been, I'm very multi-skilled, and it's a gift my mum gave me. My mum taught me to be multi-skilled, and my daughter's very multi-skilled as well. My son's not. People can only think on one thing. I can think on... I work part-time. I can talk on the phone and have a doctor standing in front of me telling me what to do, writing that down as I'm on a conversation on the phone.
Julie, you've got it sorted, and your life would be organised and you wouldn't be thinking, oh, I've forgotten that, and that's what most of us do. Denise, good afternoon.
Afternoon. I'm very like Julie. I have a diary. I write everything in the diary. You know, when I'm home... anything that happens, rainfall, and then I use the calendar as well so that it's in front of me all the time, when I paid that bill, when I paid the visa, all those sort of things. And I live by that.
Caroline?
It actually is very organised that way. You know where you are, what you're doing, where you were that day, when I got hay or when I didn't get hay or what I paid for it. You know, I live like that and it's much more organised. The only key things that keep me awake at night are the things that I'm planning to do. If you pile anything up, if you put something off, that will keep you awake at night.
Denise, thank you. This is fascinating. I've got the most organised listeners on radio. Jeff, good afternoon.
Yeah, g'day. I'm pretty much similar to Julie. However, I also do use my mobile simply as a voice memo. So I don't jot things down. I record them with my voice and play them back at night and put them in my diary.
Good work. Thank heavens a bloke has rung in, Jeff. You're doing good work there. Use the phone, record the memos, and then put it all together in your diary at night. Melanie, what do you do?
Well, my story is a little different. It's about my mother who passed away, unfortunately, a couple of years ago. However, she kept a diary every day from 1973. So basically, I've got my life in her diaries. If I want to know anything, I just go back and look through all of her diaries.
That would be amazing to just open up the diary and see detail of what you were doing on any particular day.
It is amazing. It's like back in 1973 when her first diary started is when they were planning to emigrate from England with the kids over, obviously, to Australia. So it was all about how much money she had to spend and what visas she had to get and what she was going to sell stuff for right through our lives of, you know, christenings and birthdays, whatever. So it's beautiful to have that all in memory.
That is a lovely, lovely thing to have. Melanie, thank you. Caroline, when people are using a life assistant, is there a bit of letting go?
There can be, definitely. In a lot of cases, though, within a few days, when they see things that they have on their list just being done, they very quickly understand that that's a really lovely thing to have. And then the list starts getting a little bit bigger. Starts getting a little bit bigger.
Do you get the comment, I wish I'd done this a long time ago?
Oh, very much so. And one of the comments that I get about the business as a whole is, oh, why didn't I think of that? Why haven't we had this before? In some ways we have in lots of different capacities, but I think the perception is I need to be really, you know, financially well off or I need to be a celebrity to have an assistant. And it's like, well, no, you can just book a 2-hour session and we can do two or three things for you and that might free you up to enjoy your weekend.
28 past 12. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, g'day, guys. My challenge isn't so much getting the stuff done. It's remembering it. That's my biggest problem. So I just use Google.
You mean to research things?
No, to remind myself to do things. So I'll suddenly remember things at random times that I've got to do or need my attention, and I can never remember them later. I'm hopeless at writing them down. So I just use Google. So I can just speak into my hands-free. I can either speak into my phone or my Google at home, and it'll record all my to-do list and what I've got to do and then present me with that list on the day.
Rob, thank you very much for your call. I think there'll be a lot of people using technology these days to keep themselves hopefully fairly organised. Caroline Gilmer-Bruni, great to meet you. If anyone wants to find out more, organisecuratedesign.com.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You off to your next appointment. Is the rest of your day organised?
The rest of my day is organised and I will be helping other people get organised.
And the rest of the week?
Very much so.
Month?
I know what I'm doing next year.
Life?
2020. We've got it sorted.
All right. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Caroline, thank you. It is 12:30. Tony Tardio, good afternoon.
Thank you, Dennis. Good afternoon to you. There's trouble for a new state Labor MP, Will Fowles, who's been spoken to police about damage to a Canberra hotel room this morning. The door was totally smashed. The opposition's Tim Smith says it's appalling behaviour and Mr. Fowles should be sacked. Convicted killer Michael Cardamone has appealed his life sentence without parole for killing neighbour Karen Chakuti in near Wangaratta in January 2016. His lawyer has argued a non-parole period should have been fixed. The father of one of the teenage suspects wanted over the murder of Australian Lucas Fowler and his girlfriend in Canada says his son is on a suicide mission. A man has been taken to hospital in a serious condition after being freed from a vehicle following a collision at Upper Beaconsfield this morning. And in sport, Geelong coach Chris Scott says Brandon Parfitt's back injury will see him miss Sunday's game against Sydney. Zach Smith, Quinton Narkle and Scott Silwood are in the squad. Details in the news at 1.
Thank you, Tony. After the break, our go-to girl, Wendy Hargraves, is looking for the best bread in Melbourne.
3AW Traffic.
A slow patch for the Westgate Freeway inbound near the Balti. Queens Road solid coming into town. And some delays for the Western Freeway outbound through Rockbank. Crash on the go for Wheelers Hill, Ferntree Gully Road, Lum Road. Clearing up a smash in Fitzroy, Johnson Street at Brunswick Street. And that's 3AW traffic. Try ignoring this. The Hyundai Accent is now available from $15,990 drive away. Hurry, limited stock. For